This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, hour number three here. You can bring up anything that you want. We actually haven't gotten to the Equifax story. At some point, maybe we will. Tonight, ended up talking about DUI checkpoints, open container violations, and I wanted to get back into the open container aspect because we were discussing, you know, what does it mean to have an open container? Now, obviously, right. There's different states and different places. So, like, in some places, it's not even illegal. Like, New Orleans, I believe, is one of the places, or Savannah, really? Georgia. I know Savannah, Georgia. I think New Orleans only in parts, but Savannah, Georgia, I believe the entire city of Savannah is in on, it's not illegal to have an open container.
And there. Again, there's difference between open container while you're on foot and open container inside a vehicle.
Right, and people confuse that all the time. I forget where I was being attacked for, and I was like, when we did the open container protest in Keene, and it was like, wait a minute, hold on, we weren't protesting. We were protesting sidewalk, like open container, people walking down the street with it, not driving a car and drinking.
Well, here's something that's absolutely ridiculous about the open container ordinance, specifically in Keene.
Yeah, it's a city ordinance.
Is there are some of the restaurants downtown that have sidewalk seating.
Oh, yeah.
Where the tables are close to the street.
Right. They're on the street.
They're on the sidewalk.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're on the sidewalk. I meant to say they're on the sidewalk.
But the walking area is between the table and the door.
The table isn't next to the building. The table is by where the cars are parked across the sidewalk from the entrance. So if you want to go to the table from inside and you walk to the table with your container.
That's illegal.
That's illegal. That's an open container. You have to put it on a waitress's tray thing, or if I guess, you know, the waitress could hold it in her hand. And then it suddenly magically becomes not an open container.
The waitress can cross can cross the sidewalk to bring it to you, but that's the only way you can get it from inside to
the inside. There's also something about handing containers of alcohol over the counter. So Local Burger, where we have Social Sundays, if anybody orders a beer, the waitress has to physically walk around the counter and hand them the beer or the sangria.
Yeah. It's just some dumb
old... Not a bar.
Go ahead, Thomas. Thomas Parisi with us here, by the way.
Oh, no, I mean, like, you know, that's because, you know, maybe that's because it would look like it's a bar, you know, in the eyes of liquor enforcement. I'm sure if they handed you a beer, they'd get a stiff fine for it.
Oh, yeah, it's just some dumb crap left over from Prohibition, just in the same way that the state is the, in New Hampshire at least, is the exclusive distributor of all hard liquors.
Right, and in some states where, you know, there's quote-unquote competition, the state is still sort of the distributor to where
the exclusive.
All of the privately run companies must purchase through the state.
We're short on time with Thomas Parisi from the Jail Paper, so I wanted to come back to the DUI checkpoint where you came out as a journalist to kind of, you know, check this out, see what was going on out there. We split up. We figured out a way around the I found a route around for people going one direction to get around the checkpoint, and then the other way was to put people on in Brattleboro, actually, at like a roundabout so people could be sent back on the interstate to not even go into New Hampshire. So we had two stations of people set up. You were at the Brattleboro side,
yeah, in
Chris.
Vermont. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was on the New Hampshire side. And Thomas, you came up with us on the New Hampshire side to kind of just observe.
Yeah.
And basically, this is not a glamorous form of activism. We're standing in the dark. It wasn't as cold as it could have been, thank goodness.
About midnight.
Not that night. It wasn't.
Yeah. But we're, you know, standing in the dark, and you know, it was a very slow night. There weren't a whole lot of cars that went by generally in the 2+ hours that I think we were out there generally. And
maybe less than 100. Definitely less than 100.
Oh, you're talking about 100 that went through the entire stop the entire time.
Night, maybe.
I would say maybe
less than probably 20 or 30 in the time that we were, like, hot, you know, when we were actually stationed. Because it took us some time to figure out where to set up, and then we set up.
There was a handful of cars that turned with the signs in Vermont.
In
Brattleboro. And, but the thing is, there were so few cars going in that direction to begin with that the few cars that turned were probably half
a good
the
percentage.
Cars. Yeah,
well,
half the cars
well,
that were
we
even
had a, we had a
in that direction.
Sorry.
Please go ahead.
We had a fun experience that they one of the guys or some guy in a truck when we were waving the signs, there was four of us.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he turns around in the middle of the street, throws on these hunting lights, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, they're gonna kill us," you know. And all of a sudden they're like, "Do you guys need help?" We're like, "No, it's just a check DUI checkpoint aversion."
Yeah, it's just one of those nice New Hampshire guys, you know, driving a big old truck. He spins around and you know, the rain was starting to come down at that point, I think, and he saw us on the side of the road, he saw my car over there and he thought we might have been broken down, so he was just checking in on us. But the other fun thing that happened, besides we did have a couple turn-offs as well, but you don't know if they were turning off just
because.
We did, actually. So the one thing that happened was the heckler that came up. So some lady who was coming...
Oh, yeah, we're morons. Yeah, you're a bunch of morons.
Right, and I wish we would have gotten that one on tape. I don't think anybody was... Because your camera had died at that point, Thomas. So
yeah,
I don't think you caught it.
I just ran out of juice, but she lost her mind on us. But
oh, yeah, she's yelling out her window.
You know, trying to kill people.
Right. Well, she was claiming she was worried we were going to get run down by a drunk. So she was claiming that's why
we were
stupid.
In the road.
Was
you
she
know,
drunk?
We're all the way back on the farthest part of the shoulder, but we were in the road.
Has she been drinking?
Well, that's what Bob asked her, actually. He yelled at her. She asked if she was drinking, and she just proceeded to call us morons several more times, and then ultimately ended up taking off. But that was pretty much it. That was the DUI checkpoint. No DUIs were caught.
So there was something interesting I wanted to point out earlier, and I didn't. There were no DUI arrests that night.
That's correct.
You got to remember, how much money did they spend to actually do that is what's kind of the
good
crux
question.
Of the matter.
A lot. It's coming from federal dollars.
You've got 20 cops on overtime for 6 to 8 hours, and you made no arrests. You know, what was the effectiveness of it?
Well, that's interesting because I filed in the case. So when these checkpoints happen, they're approved by a local judge in the local county courthouse, and they filed it several weeks in advance. I didn't find out about it until like a week in advance, and so then I went and I filed a motion to intervene in that case, which I've never seen succeed. And in this case, it didn't succeed either. I finally did get the notice back from the court where my motion was denied.
What was the response?
I'll have to go and
did they give you any kind of response or was it just
he
denied?
Did. I was actually surprised. He did give a written response, basically saying that, well, even though there's no DUI arrests, we're preventing DUIs. Was essentially
what DUIs if there's nobody drinking on the road?
No. The suggestion is that by virtue of fact of having a DUI checkpoint means
that
people
that were going to drive drunk decided not to.
That's
right,
the
because
suggestion.
People who are going to be driving drunk are thinking about what they're doing before they do it. Perfect
judgment.
Yeah. Okay. Right. The drunks of Keene are planning their nights so specifically as to avoid the DUI checkpoint because all of them read the newspaper.
Right.
Because all of the drunks in Keene read the newspaper.
They're supposed to do public information for a week in advance, but I never saw anything on any of the state troopers' blogs or anything like their Facebooks.
They have a press release list. They send out a notice when they get the approval from the court, and then usually the local paper will publish it.
I really doubt that there's many people who are going and drinking and driving and reading the paper.
No. First of all, most people don't read
the paper, right?
People under the age of 45 or 55 don't read the newspaper generally. The newspaper's subscription ratings pass-around rating has gone down dramatically in the last 20 years. And we're also talking about people coming from Vermont. So, the people coming
not
from Brattleboro would have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Thomas, where can folks find you and the jail paper?
Oh, the jail paper would be thejailpaper.com. You're on the cover of it, but I still have to update the website. But on Facebook, it would be the jail paper, or in our circumstance where it's local, it's the jail paper Keene.
All right, so folks who are out there who've been kind of following along with freekeene.com, it's another local blog that's following along on more of the crime aspect of what's happening in courthouses and outside. I know you were out at the DUI or uh, not,
not only were you at the DUI checkpoint last weekend, you're out tonight checking out the liquor enforcement, and we're going to join you later on tonight. So, Thomas, thanks for the call. We'll let you get back to it.
Thank you very much, Dan. I look forward to seeing you guys later.
Yes, sir, for an extended, unexpected but pleasant interview with Thomas Parisi. More coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, because we can do stuff like this when we get even a small number of liberty activists together in one area. And even more can be possible if you come join us.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, you dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you can do it through saveitpurse.com. You go there, and you load up your Amazon wish list into saveitpurse.com. You then select your discount. In fact, Daryl, you recently got something at 19% off.
I did. It was a crepe maker.
Yep. I'm looking forward to whoever it is that's going to make those crepes.
Matt.
I do enjoy some of that. So, yeah, you
lobster
can save big time.
Crepes.
Save big time on the stuff that you would have normally bought anyway. 19% is not an unusual number to save at saveitpurse.com.
Correct.
So check that out when you get a chance. Oh, there is a catch. You do have to use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to get those discounts. You cannot get those discounts with Federal Reserve notes or fiat currency. So check it out. Save AT Purse. Saveitpurse.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But I did want to just put a little bit more out there on the last subject about cop block, police accountability activism here in New Hampshire. It's at a level that is unprecedented, and we were just discussing this during the break, that the numbers of people that we have showing up to these things in Manchester, it's sometimes, you know, two or three dozen people. In Keene this last weekend, or in the Keene area, it was about eight, or at least eight people. I think we did an exact count. It was eight people that showed up. But that's actually down from what it was in 2012, where we had 12 people show up to interdict one of the DUI checkpoints. So while I was happy to see eight people come out, I'd have loved to have, you know, had 16 people or something like that. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, when you're doing police accountability activism. But even from somebody else's perspective, from outside of New Hampshire, hearing about eight people is like an overwhelming number.
Yeah.
Because your typical cop blocker out there, we've had one of them called in within the last couple of weeks saying he wanted to do, you know, cop block where he lived, but he couldn't find anybody to help him. And it's just like, I can understand. That's how it is in most places where you're lucky if there's a second cop blocker in your area.
Keene's a small town. I mean, it's under 30,000
people.
Small
city.
Right.
Yeah.
It's less than 30,000 people. So,
yeah, about 23.
I mean, the fact that we can get, you know, a dozen people out there occasionally is really shocking. And every about once a week we go out. So I'd say there's four or five people fairly regularly. So that's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, but
I don't think it's bad.
It could be better.
Yeah. It could definitely be better.
It can be better, and it should be better. We need to get more people to move to New Hampshire who care about freedom, because, look, where you are, you don't have any help, or you have very, very little. Whether you're doing political action, or whether you're doing cop block, or whatever it is that your thing is that you're into, if you're an activist. Maybe you're not even an activist because you just can't find anybody to help you. You'd like to do some activist stuff, but nobody else wants to. So, you know, it's hard to do these things alone. In fact,
absolutely,
I would recommend highly against going out and cop blocking alone. That's a highly dangerous activity. It's highly risky. They are going to likely target you, especially if you're alone. So, you know, if you've got it in your head that you want to go and do stuff like this, there's the best place to do it is here in New Hampshire. Check out the New Hampshire freedom migration that is happening, and it has been happening for quite a while now. But there are a couple thousand people who've migrated here for this migration, and you can go to move.shiresociety.com. That's move.shiresociety.com. It'll tell you a little bit about it and link you over to a video with 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, why this is the best place for people who want to be free to get started. And the reason why the numbers went down, somebody might be asking, well, why would your numbers have gone down over 5 years? Because they had a checkpoint in 2012, and they had a checkpoint last weekend here, and our turnout went down from 12 to 8. And two of the people who were in our 8 weren't from the Keene area. They'd come over to help us from the Manchester region, although one of them's Melanie, and she used to live in Keene. But my point being, what happened in the early times in New Hampshire in this migration was a lot of people moved who were, let's say, call them transients, floaters, butterflies, if you will, people who didn't really have roots that they were putting down somewhere. More single males who would just kind of show up. You know, they don't have a whole lot tying them down where they were, so they moved here. They were some of the earliest movers, and many of them kind of found a different path in life, and everybody's on their own journey, and they moved on. Some of them, a lot of them, actually moved out of New Hampshire.
Yep.
Others moved to other spots in New Hampshire.
People like Derek J. moved to the Seacoast.
The Seacoast, right.
While you keep saying the numbers are down, I think something else to look at is it's not just the number of people who are here, but the number of people who are putting roots down. And if you've looked at over the years, there's more people buying property, even though the numbers are going down, which means that there's more long-term people that
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Was in the early days, you had the less people without roots. Now more people are coming in who are more committed to sticking this thing out.
Yep.
So we're sort of rebuilding that. And we still do have the best movement. There still are the most activists here. But the thing is, nobody really counts the numbers of people who leave. And I think it would be interesting to have those numbers because, you know, like the Free State Project will tell you that 2,000 people have moved. Well, that's a true statement. But we don't know how many of the 2,000 have left. They don't count those numbers.
And there's people who refuse to be counted, too.
That's true.
That are
and
not.
That's a question mark.
Yeah.
How many people aren't joiners who just want to come somewhere?
There's also people who were living here before the Free State Project.
Yep.
I think there's about 5,000 people total, and for and most
these
people,
are the friends of the Free State Project.
Right, friends of the Free State. Yeah. And there's also something else to point out. Most of the people in New Hampshire live in the southern part of the state. We're all within about an hour of each. Most of the population is within about an hour of
each other. So it's not hard to move around.
Right.
It's about 2 hours from here to the seacoast.
That's true. But to the population center of Manchester, an hour and 20 minutes, hour 15.
Yeah, whether you're talking about Concord or Manchester, which are the two big ones, or Nashua, all of them are...
Which is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen, because it's so small. Like in the Free State Project's vote, when they had 10 different states from which they were choosing, I was one of the people who voted in this selection back in 2003. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly, and it defeated the second place from, Wyoming was the second place state. And it defeated Wyoming pretty soundly. And one of the reasons was because here, you can easily get around, whereas Wyoming's this humongous place where, you know, if you live 8 hours from the state house, well, you're not going to go there.
Right.
But here in Keene, we're just over an hour from the state house, so it's easy to go and do political action, to come together for these things in one place. And like you were pointing out, in Manchester, sometimes people from other areas, like we came out from Keene to go to the DUI checkpoint in Manchester, for instance. So I don't mean to make it sound like the movement is smaller than it was. I think it's overall larger. I was just saying the cop block DUI checkpoint turnout was lower 5 years later.
And at one time, it seemed as though more people would just do whatever the particular thing was on a
given
weekend.
At any given time, yeah.
And now there's a lot more things that people are doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's true as well.
There's too many things, I think.
It's kind of like in some places... a libertarian finds another libertarian, and they're like, "You're a libertarian too? We have to be friends now."
Right.
And in New Hampshire, there's so many, you get to pick and choose, and you don't have to hang out with the people that you don't
like. Thank goodness, because there are so many of them that don't get along, and they don't have to hang out with each other, which is wonderful. All right, 855-453, your calls and thoughts coming up here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is a stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts with you tonight. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Chris's website, thinkpenguin.com. You're looking for some privacy-centric computer hardware? Well, they've got it, whether it's a laptop or desktop computer or even your router. You've got some pretty cool stuff that's Linux-based that'll help keep people's privacy safe.
Yep. Yeah, we got some VPNs, virtual private networks kind of stuff going on, and we got some new servers we're setting up that are going to have really cool routing functionality where it routes basically web traffic through port 80 to get you low latency, and which basically means your response time speeds up, because normally you move all your traffic through, but you generally you wouldn't want to use a server.
Is this for people with a VPN?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to use a server in the United States because there's certain liability issues where you have to log stuff, and if you obviously you want a VPN, you want to have privacy, and you're not going to get that.
Yeah, you don't want a VPN that's going to have the U.S. police showing up asking
right,
for
exactly.
information.
But because port 80 is a, you don't have, basically it has to do with copyright, but copyright really is only an issue if they're sending notices to the ISP. So if you eliminate peer-to-peer type traffic, which we do by routing through another country, then all of a sudden you don't have that problem anymore.
You guys are, you know what you're doing over there at thinkpenguin.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. Sarah, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so, you know, it looks like they had a poll. It looks like my candidates, I have two top candidates. They're going to be in the runoff. So that means that, you know, I basically won. So the Democrats.
Well, first of all, it's a little premature to go based on a poll to determine whether or not you have won something. First of all, polls in advance of political contests are not always indicative of what's actually going to happen.
Correct, because the polls predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to wind up being elected president last year.
So it's a little early to be celebrating, on this point, Sarah.
And some people might see this poll and think, oh, well, my guy's getting in the runoff. No need for me to show up to vote.
So they might not.
I've actually wondered how much polls actually have the opposite effect. Like, if they say one person's going to win, then they don't win as a result because nobody goes out if everybody knows.
If there's a poll that's useful as far as, you know, predicting a winner, it's probably more of an exit poll. So people that are
correct.
Being polled on the day of the election after they have voted, then you'll get some kind of idea of what's probably going to occur.
It's actually interesting about New Hampshire and the whole reason that it's the first state to have
presidential primary.
Yeah, and there's always a lot of reporters here and stuff, and it kind of gives a feel for how things are going to go, and of course the candidates are always here because they want to make sure that they have a very high profile to get the votes because it affects the rest of the election.
Right, but John Kasich practically moved to New Hampshire for several months leading up to the primary, focused all of his energy in New Hampshire, skipped the Iowa caucuses to focus on New Hampshire.
He thought
that he was going to wind up doing amazing, and he did absolutely horribly.
Yeah, no doubt.
But the good news about this election is that I thought that we're going to wind up with one Democrat and one Republican in the runoff. But it turned out that we're going to have Mr. Colon is a Democrat and Mr. Tim Keller is a top Democrat. So we might have just two top Democrats to pick from. One, the one got 22%.
Which would make you happy, but ultimately people who want, you know, choices wouldn't be so happy.
Right, and
that.
This is one of the problems with having a top two runoff system is you do wind up basically eliminating if, you know, one party winds up having a really, really strong candidate and the other party has a very weak candidate, then the party with a really strong candidate might wind up having both candidates in that runoff.
And this is probably nonpartisan, right? Are they, you just happen to know that they're Democrats?
No, everybody runs, there's independents, everything and everybody running, and they don't really have to be, it's a nonpartisan, but everybody knows who they are because Mr. Colon is the chairperson of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, sure.
And Tim Keller was a Democrat, a state auditor, a state representative, so it's just a given. So all of them, Dan Lewis and...
nobody cares about what their names are, by the way. We don't live there.
So let me give an example at a state level. In a partisan race, last year, the U.S. Senate election in California, because they do this weird top two thing, so everybody goes on one ballot, and then whoever the top two are, those are the two candidates on the general election ballot. Write-in votes are prohibited.
Wow.
And it was two Democrats that made it through the primary, and if you didn't want a Democrat, then, well, you're SOL. And there was a huge drop-off of people that voted for president, did not vote for U.S. Senate in California.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to David, who's also in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl.
Yeah, well, I was going to further discuss some points of law concerning Cantwell and the wrongful denial of bail, according to our Constitution, anyway. But
yeah, Christopher Cantwell, the racist talk show host who is currently sitting in a jail cell until further notice,
because the judge denied him bail in a case that most people would probably be given bail, and the denial was clearly based on the content of his speech. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Let me just say on that, I want to comment to what Sarah said since she was right in front of me. So let me just do the Cantwell thing another night, but I'll just leave everybody in your audience that they might want to quick Google or Google at their leisure extraordinary writ, because if there's ever a case where that's where an extraordinary writ is called for, a petition for one is called for, it would be that situation. But Sarah,
what is that? What is an extraordinary writ?
It's extraordinary is a key word, and that means it's unusual. They're rare. They're used sparingly when a lower court. So in the case of Cantwell, the court has kind of screwed him over. It looks like to most of us with common sense, and so you need to appeal that order, and that could take a long time if you go through the normal process.
Right. Chris said it could take 6 months to appeal bail denial.
Yeah, and we'll just call that the normal appeals process for an appeal as of right, an appeal you have a right to. And so in cases like that, you can petition and the court above that court to issue a writ of mandamus, which tells the lower court to do something, or a writ of prohibition, which tells the lower court not to do something, which might also be known as an injunction. And there are a writ of habeas corpus is another writ, and there's a couple other writs as well if a person reads up on it and they come in handy. So you petition the higher court you tell them the circumstances, and if the higher court says, oh, yeah, we can't be having any of that, and so the higher court can, this can all be done, basically immediately.
So you're saying that Cantwell's lawyer should know this stuff and should be doing this. Doesn't sound like he is.
Yeah, and I don't know what he may have a better strategy than I have. I have no idea.
He may not. This lawyer was the fourth choice that came, because the first three attorneys turned him down, so this was the fourth option, and this guy is, let's just say he looks funny.
So I just pulled up information about the extraordinary writ from the Cornell Law School, where it says extraordinary writ authorized by, and then it cites the federal code, is not a matter of right, but of discretion sparingly exercised.
Sparingly being
the
key word.
To justify the granting of such a writ, the petition must show that the writ will be in aid of the court's appellate jurisdiction, that exceptional circumstances warrant the exercise of the court's discretionary power, and that adequate relief cannot be obtained in any other form or from any other court.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we learn more about the situation Chris Cantwell finds himself in, we'll certainly pass it on to you. But things tend to move slow when you're in jail. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking. Drugging. Broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you get on the line right now, Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian here.
Chris.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a email list if you want to get signed up, find out the latest about Free Talk Live. Once a week, we do an email update. You can sign up to the email list there over at freetalklive.com. There's an email sign-up box right there on the front page toward the top in the middle of the site. Check that out over at freetalklive.com as you're enjoying all the other great features that we give you for free on our website. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
That'd be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I'm going to say right now, I love you guys and girls that aren't on tonight.
Okay.
We're not always going to agree. That's fine. But that's one thing that concerns me was my discussion last night with Daryl. Brother Daryl.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
He's right here. Just go ahead.
Well, remember at the end of our discussion that I thought went
I did not listen, and a bunch of our listeners weren't there
All right,
either.
So let me recap. You said a bunch of things that were English words that didn't really fit coherently into sentences, but then
so
you said
basically every call.
But then you said something about liberty through democracy, and I explained that those words contradict one another.
I heard you saying that
because liberty means that you have rights. You know, because you're a human being and you have rights, and democracy is the theory that your rights exist only if a majority of people recognize those rights.
So your exact words, if I remember correctly, he said, you cannot have liberty and democracy at the same time. That's a contradictory thing.
Nah, that probably sounds like an exact quote.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a good summary.
And that's
yeah.
basically what I just said again. And okay. I will reiterate.
Okay. Well, I'll
that
explain. If you could there, Brother Ian or Brother Chris, pull up a dictionary. I myself hit Merriam-Webster.
Uh-huh.
Your choice. Check out the first definitions.
Of what?
So here's the problem, Daryl.
What am I looking up?
Of the word democracy and confederacy.
The hell does that have to do with this?
You said liberty through democracy. Liberty and democracy are contradictory words.
But here's the thing. You can have liberty, but see, here's the thing. Check out confederacy and democracy.
Definition of democracy, a system of government by the whole population or all eligible members of a state, typically through elected representatives, control of an organization or group by majority of its members.
So control is the word control is an indicator that you're talking about something that is not liberty, because liberty means that you are free from external controls over, that you've not consented to on your own. Liberty, you know, is your freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm somebody else. But if there's a group of people, a majority in this case, who can force their will upon you through this governmental system known as democracy, you don't have liberty. Now, what about
liberty
confederacy?
Definition.
Obviously, that's the problem. Let's check out confederacy.
Hold on.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
You started with saying liberty and democracy are not contradictory.
I'm not changing the game.
So let me answer that before I answer your moved goalpost definition. Liberty, the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. That is contradictory to democracy.
Well, what does confederacy have anything to do with this, Ricky?
Confederacy is a league or alliance, especially of Confederate states, or an alliance of people or groups formed for an illicit purpose.
Okay.
Okay, and that's one of the definitions, yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Now, the problem with, I would agree with you, Daryl, if it was under our current system.
Okay, it doesn't matter what system
democracy
you have.
Yes.
If you have democracy, someone's liberty is being infringed.
The minority is usually the one who's being infringed in a democracy.
Right, and it's right in the definition, control of a group by a majority of its members.
What part about that is confusing to you, Ricky?
Well, because, first off, Merriam-Webster dictionary has a completely different definition than the one that Daryl just read.
Why do we have to compare definitions?
Okay, Merriam-Webster.
Majority rule.
Rule of the majority.
That's not what mine said. Anyway,
what difference does it make?
Get
what edition of Merriam-Webster's defines democracy as something other than tyranny? But we voted on tyranny, so therefore it's not tyranny.
It's tyranny of the majority is what democracy
is. Actually, it's not even tyranny of the majority. It's tyranny of the plurality, because the majority sit on their ass at home eating Doritos, and they don't even express an opinion on election day.
Go ahead, Ricky.
All right, you ran for president, and I like you.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, I did. And I said democracy should go the way of slavery and be something that's relegated to history.
Right, but here's the problem. We never had pure democracy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's pure democracy,
good.
Ricky, then
okay,
it's still majority rule.
So what you want then, Daryl, I guess, would be anarchy.
Yeah. I've not been shy about that. Ever.
Well, okay, Daryl, that's real good, but there's problems with anarchy.
And there's problems with your democracy thing. Anytime somebody has the right to control another human being, there's going to be problems. I would rather have problems with people being free than any problems with people trying to control other human beings.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Definitely.
I don't call myself an anarchist, but I agree that we don't need democracy. We don't need to have these political systems that are being forced upon people. I believe that we don't need a state at all. I don't think that we need to have this decrepit old organization, no matter what the organization surrounding it happens to look like.
Now, Ricky, whatever sort of thing you come up with, can I opt out of it?
actually, you're in New Hampshire, and I'm in Pennsylvania, so unless you moved here, you...
Well, I can opt out of the United States federal government. So if you take over and you control the landmass that is currently the United States of America, and you change it to a Confederacy... Could I opt out of your thing?
The problem is, Daryl, I'm going to tell you right now, the problem is, and it's very difficult, the problem not only yourself is experiencing right now is looking at not only the current system, but the system that we never really had. There's a system people wanted, something that never existed. Imagine this, okay? You would have to change a lot of things. You would have to change the way, you got House, Senate, President. Well, we don't need all of them.
What do you want to see, Ricky? Paint your picture here. What is it that you are envisioning?
First of all, when I say freedom and independence for all with liberty through democracy, that's the people. Okay, fine. Now, what do these politicians do? Okay, I'll tell you what they do. They do one thing. They push a pencil. Only thing they do is follow the will of the people. Now,
no,
once
they
you
don't.
Have...
Are you talking about in your Ricky fantasy, or are you talking about what they do right now?
Okay. Once you have, okay, let me ask you something.
See, the problem, Ricky, with the way you communicate is you have a track going in your mind, and it's going in completely different directions, and you just jump between the tracks at times. It's my best understanding of how this works. Like, he was talking about. Originally I had asked him the question about what is your vision, and then you started talking about what politicians do. You were talking about the vision of what the politicians should do, which is the will of the people, not what they actually do right now, right?
They would A, push pencils, and...
You can't even answer a question. You can't even answer a question. I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Try it one more time there.
So when you said the politicians are going to do the will of the people, you meant, they do the will of the people, you meant in your future vision, right? Not right now.
Absolutely. It would have
okay.
to be a
See, that's the thing. You're terrible at communicating. You're speaking, in terms that make it sound like you're talking now. You were talking in the present tense about politicians, but you were painting a picture of what you wanted to have happen. Look, you're living in a complete fantasy. The idea that politicians are going to do the will of the people is absurd, but even if they did do the will of the people, it wouldn't be liberty, as Daryl, for all the reasons he pointed out earlier, pointed out. Thank you for the call, Ricky. Appreciate it.
I agree with one thing.
With Ricky?
Well, yeah. Well, no, about what you said about Ricky, except that I think it applies to all of us. We're all living in a fantasy world.
Well, I mean, now we're getting pretty esoteric here, but...
We have ideals of what we want the world to look like. Some of us can actually communicate that in the terms of the present day.
Yeah.
And we're out
That's
of time
Very
for tonight,
true.
So you can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.